Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you ever wonder if you're getting enough of a nutrient or too much of a nutrient? Well, there are some things that you do need to be aware of. One of them is vitamin B6. With vitamin B6, you should never take more than 500 milligrams on a daily basis for any length of time, because they have shown that it will create nerve damage. So there's that. Another one that is vital, that it's my second favorite nutrient, you've heard me talk about it and you'll hear me talk about it forever, is pantothenic acid. There's no real danger with pantothenic acid other than the fact that it may keep you up because you have so much energy, you feel so good that you don't want to go to sleep. It's different than those other kinds of stimulants that make you crazy. This does not make you crazy. This actually nourishes your adrenal glands. But if you find you have too much energy, then just take a look at the amount of pantothenic acid you're consuming in your system. Today, we're going to be talking about manganese with my friend and co-host, Susan Smith-Jones, who is president of Health Unlimited. And if you live in Southern California, you should work with Susan. She's fabulous. I work with her. I know how good she is. Well, the nutrient we're going to be talking about is manganese. Susan, when you work with clients, do you ever put them on a separate manganese supplement?
You know, I don't. I actually don't. But I make sure they eat enough foods that have manganese in them. You know, for those people that don't know, manganese, it's a wonderful mineral, M-A-N-G-A-N-E-S-E, that's basically involved in the formation of bone, and it's a component of many enzymes that play important roles in protein, cholesterol, and carbohydrate metabolism. And whenever possible, I like to get the minerals. You know, I take supplements of extra minerals to make sure I'm not deficient. But when I can get good food sources, since I happen to be a vegan, and it's not often you can get everything you need in foods that are vegan, you know, like iron, there's so many meats and glandulars, you know, and fish. But manganese is one of those minerals that's prevalent in so many produce foods. Like, I'll rattle off the richest food sources of manganese. Cloves, you know, the holidays are coming up. You'll probably use cloves in your baking. Figs, bananas, cucumbers, carrots, of course, black beans, strawberries, kiwi, even that wonderful culinary spice thyme. And then you'll find lots of manganese in pineapple and brown rice and green veggies like spinach, kale, mustard greens, and romaine. I'm always putting those in my green smoothies, even whole grains, seeds, nuts, and oatmeal, oats, and buckwheat. These are all excellent sources of manganese.
You know, and what people don't know is, and you mentioned some of the wonderful things that manganese does. You know, I mentioned it for thyroid because it's essential for the formation of thyroxine is one of the issues for it. Yes. It also is excellent for sex hormones to make sure that your hormone production stays up. It also helps with white blood cells. It helps carry out, you know, detoxification. So you need it for the detoxification process. It is really an incredible nutrient. It also activates and helps with the utilization of biotin and thiamine and ascorbic acid, vitamin C. So you can begin to see that this is a very important nutrient, and you should make sure that it's in your multi-minerals and in your one-a-day. And it doesn't have to be a lot. A couple of milligrams is all that you need. Because you never want to take too much of anything, because there's a universal teaching that says excess leads to rejection. And manganese just happens to be one of those minerals that you want to make sure you just don't get too far too into it. So again, another universal teaching to keep in mind is everything in moderation. So take a look at that, because manganese is one of those really helpful minerals that should be brought into the system.
And Michael,
since
I
one
like
of its
that you,
main role, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like that you said that you only need a little bit of it, like a couple milligrams, because like with some water-soluble and fat-soluble vitamins, you can create a toxic effect if you get too much. And there have been some manganese toxicity reports in humans. If you take way too much, and I'm talking about a few hundred milligrams, which you wouldn't do, but it can have really negative effect on your body. It can cause a nervous system function that doesn't go well. It can mimic Parkinson's disease. You can get tremors. You can have difficulty walking. You can get facial spasms. So not that anybody's going to take an overdose of manganese, but we just want to make sure that people know you just need a little bit of it. And hope. And I take my essential minerals, your wonderful supplement, and I just, you know, I'm so I make sure I also eat those foods I mentioned to you. So I'm because you here's the cool thing. There's no toxicity reports from foods. You can't get too much from the food, but if you took a supplement of just that and you overdosed on it, you could get too much.
Well, you bring up a fabulous point, Susan. Because people are, most of our listeners are Americans, and Americans are funny people. We are. We think if one is good, two must be better, three is ideal, four is fantastic. And Americans, because you have been so conditioned by the pharmaceutical companies, you're looking for the magic bullet. The closest thing you'll find to a magic bullet are supplements in the health food industry that are unique combinations, because in nature, everything is a combination. Nothing stands alone. So as a consumer, when you start buying a single this or a single B vitamin or a single mineral, or you buy into the belief that if you drink this particular juice, it's going to cure everything from baldness to mental deficiencies, no way. It's not going to happen. Nothing in nature stands alone. When you take a single nutrient by its lonesome, you stand the chance of creating an imbalance within. So look for things in combinations. It's less expensive and it'll be more natural, and always take it with food.
And Michael,
Susan, do you have,
I would add to that,
yeah.
Green tea and black tea contain like 1 or 2 milligrams of manganese. And so if you, because I have green tea every day. So if you add green tea and then add in a little pineapple, some beans, spinach, and one of my favorites, sweet potatoes, then you got nothing to worry about. You'll have plenty of manganese in your body.
Well, that sounds like an interesting tea drink. I just saw you putting them all into the green tea, but I'm just playing. Meanwhile, you've got everything you need to know to deal with, well, almost everything you need to know to deal with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, covered a little bit about the adrenals, a little bit about sleep. Hopefully you got a little bit of everything to help you feel better, look better, think better, act better. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well.